Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Boy, do we have a lineup for you today. I'm so thrilled. I'm thrilled about a lot of things, but I'm mostly thrilled about what I get to do, who I get to hang out with during the day. And it has to do with all of you out there that tune us in and turn us on. Yeah. It's really funny because, you know, most of the time we go through our day, things show up. You know, sometimes we think, well, wow, why did that thing show up today? And we don't know what to do with it. We certainly don't know what to say about it. That's why Allison Smith is joining me here today. But before I introduce you to Allison and her amazing work, Benny, how you be?
I'd be pretty good, Pat. And yourself? Yeah.
Hey, have you seen the interview with the coach for the Saints, the New Orleans Saints?
Not recently. No, huh? Something
okay,
new?
Okay. Yeah, two blockbusting things to talk about.
Okay, all right.
Real quick. One, came on, did an interview, and they're saying, where have you been, dude? We haven't heard from you, like, since that
The call. Yeah, the call.
Okay, so I love this man. So for those of you out there, here's what he said.
Sean Payton, right?
Yeah, it's like, where you been? Mm-hmm. Like, they're expecting him to say, well, I've been job hunting, I've been this. He's like, no. Just been watching Netflix and eating ice cream. Oh, yeah.
That's perfect.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's it. That's what I'm talking about. That's what, for those of you that wonder, where did Dr. Pat go? Like, we haven't heard from her. Yeah. Netflix, although I'm plugging into Amazon Prime right now myself. And yeah, I've been known to put down a little bit of ice cream in my day. So there you have that. Other thing, Benny, I haven't confirmed it, but Marianne Williamson, is she running for president? I just kind of heard that, like, sidebar.
You mean, what was the name?
Marianne Williamson.
Oh, you know, I might have heard that briefly, but I'm not entirely sure. I'd have to look that one. That's cool.
Yeah. So we already have Mr. Starbucks coming in the game as some kind of independent. And so I just love this. I love what is happening to people showing up and saying, I'm going to do something, right? I'm just trying to say to them right now, okay, yeah, winning. That's what I'm talking about. We got a great show for everybody today. A guide to using metaphorical language of a stuck situation to discover the solution with Allison Smith today. And for those of you out there, if you know who Allison is, then you know that this is really about looking at the power of language, but also how do we cultivate that blueprint for our life that we so often wonder, what the heck happened to the life I thought I was going to have? And we say it kind of like, oh my gosh, I'm in a little pickle. Right now, for me, I look at my life and I say, how did I get here? Honestly, because I'm not even sure how I got to live this amazing life. But the question is, are you ready to call that energy into your life? You know, Allison works with teams, she works with individuals, she works business, she works personal. And it started just like many of us, a PT experience, personal transformation. Allison, great to have you here.
Well, thanks for having me.
All right, let's start with the PT.
Wow, that PT.
Oh, boy. I'm telling you, it's I look back now and I say I wouldn't have it any other way. But now I'm kind of rethinking that. A personal transformation, an experience that happened to you maybe over 20 years ago. A lot of folks don't know what to do with that. What did you do with it?
Well, I suppose initially I just sat there and was surprised that it had happened and went, what's this? How dare the husband leave? And then of course that was the catalyst for going into diving in to all of these wonderful tools and techniques, sort of neuro-linguistic programming, some shamanic stuff, crystals, you name it. And yeah, had a bit of a run-in with an angel during a transformation game and just fully dived into everything that was available and realized that I'd been asleep. Really, I was just amazed at how I was, not at all. I was very reactive and not at all proactive, and because I thought life was just what happened to you rather than what you made life be.
And it's kind of interesting about that because, when we have a personal experience, and I'm not sure how I figured this out. I think I figured this out, at a very young age, but I didn't understand what I was figuring out. We get to be at a choice point for things, right? When I had my downsizing experience or went through what we call job loss, right? After 20 plus years in the same company, I didn't understand or fully know the dynamic of it. I didn't know what was going on, but it didn't take me a hot nanosecond to make sure that I called the school and got in there and went back to school. But I didn't have a plan. There's an energy for how we hold these things. How would you describe the energy?
Wow.
I know. I told you I wasn't going to ask you those questions that you sent me.
I did tell you that, right? Yeah, but you're right. But the thing is I think it's when you end up, because your brain, you can't think because you've got to that low place, and therefore you do have to go instinctive. Because if I look at all, you're exactly what you've just said, everything that happened to me, I could not have planned it. And I still to this day do not know why people kept ringing up and going, please come to this Peruvian shaman work. Please come to this crystal stuff. And I'm doing it, watching everybody else around me going, oh, this is brilliant. And I'm going, pardon? And they're going, no, you're getting it. And then they'd ring me up again. And yet absolutely now look back at those moments that I was flexing the muscle. I was learning to use the muscle. But how did I get there? That was an innate instinctive go left when brain didn't even know whether it wanted to get up or not. You just follow that automatic unconscious.
Yeah. Automatic unconscious. And you know what I love? Because I'm reading your latest book, Can't See the Wood for the Trees, right? I love that. And I live in a very tree-like place. I live in the Pacific Northwest, right?
Lovely.
Right. And you not only can you not see the wood, but if you live in the Pacific Northwest, chances are you've smacked right into it, bumped your head, and still don't realize you've now had an encounter with the wood. And I want to talk with you about that, because in your book, you're using and really bring to the forefront the power of the mind, the metaphor in nature. And I have made a mission, and I want you to weigh in on this, on the word stuck and stuckness. I did it over 15 years ago because I finished 8 years in school, studied, researched, published, won awards for the research on broken promises, and I needed to go to therapy after that research. And yet, at the same time, I realized how stuck I was. And so I created something called crust busting.
Oh.
But I watched the word stuck on the internet, and I followed it. I followed the Google. When you Google stuck, what is it, 20 years ago, let's say 15 years ago, you had a couple million. Now, have you Googled that word lately?
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. A lot of people stuck. What do you say about that?
Actually, if I go back to my answer to your previous question, yeah. I think it's because we've got so much data and we've gone so much into our head that we are forgetting to listen to the innate unconscious that does know what to do. And therefore, it's we've got too much data and we go into overload and then can't compute. And of course, then we're not able to move. And then it is a stuck state.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's what I love. We're going to take a short break here, but when we come back, everybody get ready. We got 3 copies of this book for you. When we come back, are you today? Here's the question for everybody. Benny, write this down. Are you today trying to control your life like it's trying to control the weather? And if you're in Chicago, like a lot of our folks right now, you're thinking, what the heck is going on? I'm ice skating to work. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what it is that Allison has discovered to help us landscape our own life process, and what it means to call in safety, happiness, whatever you want to call in, all of that. What has she discovered? How is she helping people? And do you actually believe you could change that heaviness that you feel today, trade it in for a pair of angel wings? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You were my sun. You were my earth.
Have you been searching for a push to step out and share your gifts with the world? Allow Charlene Hess to empower you to start shedding the layers of your ego that are holding you back and begin feeling connected to your heart so that you can shine your unique divine light and share your gifts with the world. Tune in to The Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge, every third Friday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit CharleneHess.com.
Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Hoff's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD. Letting go of concerns and living in the now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Healing beyond symptom management into true wellness with Jessica Dooley on Purely You Radio. Tune in every third Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific as Jessica guides you to find and embrace your purest self. Not the self that is shown on social media, not the self that is created in your family's eyes, but your purest version of you. Purely You Radio supports true wellness, not just symptom management. For more information about working with Jessica Dooley, visit PurelyYouHealing.com.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit SpiritFireRetreatCenter.com. To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. But you know what? Today is the day. Today is the day that we talk about what it means to look at another option. You know, what does it mean? And I'm really thrilled today to at least introduce all of you, if you don't know who Allison is. I'm really thrilled to introduce you to Allison Smith. Certainly, we have three copies of her book to give away, Can't See the Wood for the Trees. Allison, before we do that, though, I think it's so important for people to be able to find out more about you, to follow what you're doing, what you're saying, all of the above. What's the best way for folks to do that?
I would say Instagram or Facebook in terms of being able to get a real concept or understanding of the process. And you'll find me by searching for the hashtag landscaping your life. I mean, you'll find me on Twitter as well and various other social media using landscaping your life. So landscaping your life, Allison Smith will find me wherever I am putting it out there, really.
Here's the thing. Benny, let's go ahead and give away the first copy of the book if we could. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. I would love to talk to you about one of my favorite words, metaphors. And the reason I love that, right, is because somewhere along the line for me, I learned that I was learning different. Back in the day, they used to call it a learning disability. Now, politically correct, I'm what you consider learning different. I don't see words. I see pictures that the words represent. And the good news is that's great if you're doing conceptual research and you're drawing diagrams and you're doing relationships. It's not good if you're taking statistics and probability. But I want to ask you, how does the metaphor drive our society in one way or the other? And why is it so important, especially in the body of work that you do?
I suppose most of us can't operate on the number of words that we're hearing. So we have to make sense of everything we do and put it into metaphors of some description or other, some meaning that is bigger than all of the words that we hear. And therefore, we learn ways of, you know, of operating, I suppose, that tie in with that. So if you've got an if you live in the world as if it's always a war, then the metaphor is a war, and everything you see and everything you come in, you know, everybody you come into contact with is either a friend or a foe. They're on your side. Everything is about winning. You might have won the battle, but not the war. And everything you do can then make sense around that metaphor. And therefore, somebody else who lives their life as if life is a garden cannot understand and looks at the war, you know, the war metaphor people and going, I don't understand. Because in the garden, it's everything about developing and it's about nurturing and it's about, you know, everybody's different and the right nutrients. And in the war people over here are going, it doesn't matter as long as I win the war. I might lose a few people along the way, but that doesn't matter as long as we've won the war. And I think we absolutely underestimate how much these metaphors sort of start us. Every action is based on how we perceive the world, based on a number of different metaphors, really. So you might have somebody else might have a metaphor of a marathon. And therefore, you know, they're constantly on the go, but it's, you know, all around the marathon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a great sportswoman, so I'm not great at sporty metaphors.
Well, you know, one of the things, too, is I want to get back to the word stuck. Because it's really something in your book that you really point to, you go to, and you don't hide from. And there's so many ways to really look at that and pick a saying that best describes our current situation. But, you know, the way you take people on this journey in the book is really brilliant. Let's talk about, especially from what you've written here, let's talk about your view of the power of the mind, the metaphor, and then in even here, and nature.
I suppose, I mean, the interesting thing for me around stuck is that quite often the language we use around being stuck presupposes we're stuck, and that actually stuck means we can't move, and therefore by saying we're stuck, we're telling ourselves there isn't anything I can do. And the reason that I use metaphor is quite often when we're stuck, it's as if our unconscious is going, hi, no, there is a solution out there. And therefore, we could say I'm stuck in a rut. And what I do with the process, the landscaping your life process, is say those words are your unconscious, your inner wisdom shouting at you to say you might think you're stuck. But if you can relate to the saying stuck in a rut, then let's explore what you'd do if you were in a real rut. And then we do the same if your stuckness, if you will, is that you can't see the wood for the trees, or that you feel like a fish out of water, or you're up a creek without a paddle. Mm-hmm. And all I'm suggesting is that your language is pointing to the solution rather than simply a statement of, I can't do anything, I'm stuck.
Mm-hmm.
When we think the premise of the book.
It is the premise of the book. And what I love about it is stuck is such a visual word, isn't it? I mean, isn't it? I mean, look, stuck in the mud, right? Right.
Yes, I've taken many a picture of me stuck in the mud for landscaping your life, social media.
Exactly. But as we look at this and we take a look at here I am and I have this perspective of my life. Right. Mm-hmm. The question always comes to the forefront for folks. How do I get out of it? You know, how do I move from wherever I am, however I see it for myself? How do I get out of it? And how do I bring new language into the conversation to either help me move along and get unstuck? And I think that's kind of the first place to start with this, because I'm not sure if I look at myself, I'm not sure if I even was aware that what I was saying out loud, but even what I was thinking was going against where I wanted to go. And I'm sure you've worked with countless people that are, have been in the same place, right?
Completely, because we use language and are completely oblivious to the language that we're saying and how that, you know, no pain, no gain. People use no pain, no gain as if it's a positive, and yet actually get your stick out, because what you're telling yourself is you can never gain without pain. And that's really unhelpful, in my opinion. I appreciate so in sporting environments, some people use it as a, you've got to feel the muscle in order to work the muscle. But there's an element of, if we take it on in our lives, it's a very unhelpful, unresourceful saying.
Oh, wow. You know, when I think about what you're putting forward and what it means to really step fully, how to learn from so many things. And I talked to you a little bit about living in the Pacific Northwest, learning from nature, you know, learning from the things that are around us, the things that are in front of us. I'm really struck by when we think about the excitement that nature provides us with. Let me just get back to one of the things I shared with you before. You know, I had a bunch of friends over. We were going to play cards and, you know, we had dinner, socialized. But I did it on the night of the lunar eclipse. And we, no way did playing cards even happen, because everyone was so struck by watching this lunar eclipse. Now, for two reasons, I think. One, there's a powerful element to it. But two, in the Pacific Northwest, especially here where I live, The very idea of actually seeing it was a miracle. What do we learn from nature, and how do we use nature metaphorically to explain our lives?
I think, the easiest way is the fact that nature has so many patterns, and we can learn from those patterns. I was just talking to somebody earlier today, and she was talking about she was being too busy, and I said, "Well, nature isn't busy. Nature's doing a lot, but it's in its own time." And so it's the lunar eclipse didn't happen immediately. It wasn't sort of a snap, quick, gone in a minute. It was a number of hours. And actually, there were things happening in order for that to happen. And so I think we can learn from nature just because nature's ways are prescribed. We know what they are. They're there in front of us. There's you can be where you are now. You can have a destination. There's a route to get from A to B. So a lot of our language is in anything we want to do can also be replicated out in nature by just simply going out there and going, well, this is where I am now in nature replicates how I'm feeling in this current situation. If I want to feel differently, where would I move in nature? If I turn that corner, the number of people who have simply said to me, I need to turn a corner, and we just go and find a corner to turn.
This is one of the things I love. When we come back, we're going to talk about the process. We're going to talk about the process of landscaping. What does it look like? And what I love about this is, you know, when you go through the book, not only are you going to get some ideas and process, when we come back, perhaps Allison and I could take an example and talk about how to go through this. How to use this language, this what we actually have now in our consciousness, our vocabulary, in our everyday lives. And what about landscapes that we can see through 360 degrees? Mm. What about that? Let's take a short break, everyone. We'll be right back.
Did you know that when working with the law of attraction, it's beneficial to share your longings with a supportive tribe who can assist in maintaining accountability and hold the creative space for your desires to manifest? I'm Autumn Seibel, host of Golden Auger Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream. Join me each month at the new and full moon to plant your seeds of abundance, consciously tend to your intentions throughout the lunar phases, then harvest the fruits of your co-creation with the universe in my Lunar Manifestations members-only forum. Your tribe is waiting for you at goldenotter.us.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Are you willing to challenge everything you've been taught about life and death? Join Angie Corbett-Kuiper on her hit show, Beyond Grief Radio, redefining loss and grief as Angie shares through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind that creating anything is possible, even in death. Tune in every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information or to listen to past shows, visit AngieCorbettKuiper.com.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Gen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Gen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Gen.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a moment for standing in your power. Self-control begins with noticing how different feelings present themselves in your body. When you're feeling sensitive, for example, your chin might quiver, tears might well up in your eyes, and your voice might catch in your throat. Anger,
on the other hand, might appear as tension in your jaw, back, or arms, along with clenched fists, heat in the upper torso, scowling, and a strong desire to yell. The more aware you become of your body cues, the easier it will be to recognize when you're on the road to disaster. Choose the emotions that cause you problems, then start noticing and logging the body cues that come with them.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com. That's empoweringnrg.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, 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 welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Yeah, I'm really thrilled to have Allison join us here today. Can't see the woods for the trees, landscaping your life to get back on track. This is so important. We're going to give you like a real life example of this. But before we do, Allison, how can people find out more about you? And certainly, how can they get a copy of the book? And Benny, we're going to give another copy away in a minute.
Copy to the book. Online, from Amazon, Barnes & Noble. It's available on Kindle and paperback. Yeah. And finding out about me, then, yeah, landscaping your life on and many of the social media, Instagram, Facebook, that's where you'll find me.
Wow, thank you. Look, what there are many things in the book that we could talk about, but I latched on to a part of the book where you're describing viewing landscapes through 360 degrees. Mm-hmm. And as we were talking during the break, I shared with you a little experience that I had in one of my skydiving adventures. And it was being up in above the clouds and, you know, being at a last minute where the pilot says, do you want to go back down or do you just want to jump through the clouds? Now, first of all, I'm just telling everybody out there, that is actually not legal to do if you're doing this kind of thing here. You know, this is not Mission Impossible jumping Tom Cruise thing. But I decided, I said, no, let's go. Let's jump. By the time we got ready, about 5 seconds had passed and we were clearly in clouds. What happened after that literally changed my life and became a metaphor. But also, Allison, for you, you describe this process in a beautiful, beautiful way so that people can literally do this in their lives. Let's talk about viewing landscapes through 360 degrees and what you've presented and do present to people.
The 360 degrees is the fact that sometimes we can get so stuck on a particular situation that we don't realize that we and that we're only looking at something 1 degree, and that actually there's 360 degrees all around us for us to look, and that therefore we need to be not so fixated in the direction of where we're looking to be able to understand that. A friend of mine sent me an email today because she sent me, I'd been asking him for some pictures of roots. And even in the email, she said, well, it was really funny. I was taking this picture of a root, and yet I looked round and realised that there was so much better view behind me. And I think that's what the process is about. It's about being able to see the situations that we're in from a different perspective, from different angles, in order to be able to see where the solutions lie.
Mm. My experience jumping out of that plane, I never thought that when I made that decision to do that, that it would become such a powerful metaphor for me in my life. And I did that at a point in time in my life that I wasn't really sure about the direction career-wise that I wanted to go. I mean, I clearly had put 8 hours into a degree and had done multiple dimensions of research and publishing, and clearly on my plate was doors of opportunity to enter into the business consulting arena and get paid a lot of money. But I just couldn't do it. And I now know why. But jumping through those clouds and thinking about how so much of my life had felt like I was living in the clouds, that I was in that space where I couldn't quite see the future. I certainly didn't see my past clearly. And the present for me was one of, I know clouds don't last forever. And I remember thinking about that and then reading your book and seeing something very interesting, that if I look at the experience in its total, there's an element to a 360-degree landscape that's so revealing. What have you found and what have others found? If they look at that process, what will be revealed to them, Allison?
Oh, wow. I suppose the easiest way, and this is where I do feel uncomfortable in terms of the fact that we end up saying that we no longer feel lost, we no longer feel confused, we no longer feel stuck, because suddenly, the best way of describing it is exactly what you've said. How did you feel when you came out through the clouds? You know, when you were telling me the story of coming out through those clouds and suddenly being able to see the land below you, it was as if, oh, I mean, I got goosebumps when you told me about that. And that's how people feel, that when there's a shift, when they can suddenly see the situation differently, then it opens, there's a relaxing breath. And oh, that's better. Because suddenly what felt stuck and very constrained and, cloudy, possibly misty, dark, whatever the metaphor that they use for the current situation, mm-hmm. it's as if their eyes have been opened to a world that they couldn't see before, which is exactly what you experienced when you came through the clouds. The world that was not presented to you is now there. And I suppose that is what everybody reading the book and following the process would have, and have, you know, the people I using have done it within coaching. You know, there was a team that, you know, the leadership team, the organization was very stuck in a rut. They were very, you know, this organization is going to end. They were very despondent about the way forward for their organization. And they were walking down a lane, and it had got grass growing out of it. And they looked up and they just went, you know what, this is just coming to a dead end. And they could, it's as if the road reflected how they felt about their organization. And this was the leadership team. And then one of them spied a hole in the hedge and went, hang on a minute. And they went through the hole in the hedge, and so suddenly there's this green field in front of them, and they walked to the top of the hill, and it was as if they collectively had that breath of, oh, that's better. And they'd gone from despondency in that rut to just seeing a clear view of all around. And yes, they had that 360 degrees. So from that rut where it was head down, oh my God, we're going for a dead end. Mm-hmm. Then nature had given them an opening for them to go for a mindset shift that enabled them to say, no, there is possibility. No, there are options. Yes, we do have a very abundant and flourishing future ahead of us. Now let's go back into the boardroom and make that happen. And if they, and yet if they'd gone into the boardroom in their despondent mood, then the solutions that had come up with may not have been anywhere near as insightful, creative or innovative. And that's the beauty of nature, that nature enables you to shift your mindset to enable you to then to see the possible from a situation where you absolutely believe there are no options. This is the way it's always going to be. And nature will always, always provide insight about a way through. She says very enthusiastically.
What I love about this, though, is how absolutely, and the word that I'm looking at is revealing. Yeah. This is, as well mm-hmm. as your book, because so often we point to nature, but not just always in a, like a positive way, right? You know, skydiving through the clouds and seeing the light at the end of that stuff, that's a great metaphor to have, right? Mm, yeah, but we also use nature to refer to some of the not so positive things in our life. And I wanted to ask you this about this, because this gets back to what we were talking about earlier. Mm-hmm. I learned somewhere along the way that the words that I speak have such an impact, not just on what comes out of my mouth and in that moment, right? But on the energy of who I am and who I become. Mm-hmm. And I don't know exactly when. I think once upon a time, I interviewed a dear friend of mine who wrote a book called Every Word Has Power, something like that.
Oh, gorgeous.
Yvonne wrote that fabulous book. She's amazing. Mm. And I took it to heart and studied it. And it was really early on in my radio experience. But even when I said yes to this 15 years ago, I knew that I wanted to be different in the world. I'm looking back now. So it's always easy to play Monday morning cornerback, isn't it? You know, I look back and we're like, oh, yeah, now my life makes sense to me. But it didn't make sense to me. But I learned through an illness, because 6 months after this, I got very, very sick with what they called a mystery disease. Isn't that an interesting word, mystery? Mm-hmm. What a metaphor, right?
Yeah.
And there's a map or a compass you talk about. I would love, when we come back, to talk about the compass that gets us out of our stuckness. And how do we rewind the tapes that have been so ingrained in the density of our consciousness? Oh, boy, that's a big one. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com. Or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Mind.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Join Jennifer Noelle Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. you'll take a quantum journey as we reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit JenniferNoelTaylor.com.
I love this. I love this. Welcome back. Welcome back. Allison, we're going to talk about compass and maps right now. But before we do, again, please let folks know how they can find out more about you through your website, if you don't mind.
Landscapingyourlife.co.uk, hashtag landscapingyourlife in many social media sites, and you'll find me.
I love it. Look. Here we are, we're skydiving, we're popping, we're getting it, we're into clouds, we're coming through, we pop through, and it's like, OMG, where are we? Tell us about the map /compass that we need to get us out of our own stuckness.
Well, the interesting thing, I suspect, is that in fact we've all got an inner map and we've all got an inner compass. We just don't, we can't see the map and we don't, can't listen to the compass. And I think that the Landscaping Your Life process sort of brings it out in front of us to make it more conscious, so that it's much easier for us to go within this landscape. Where am I going? Where am I currently? Because we can see where we are currently. Where am I going? And how do I get there, really?
Yeah.
I mean, it's interesting. I had one person in a wood and they were going around in circles. But they knew where they wanted to get to. They knew where they were and they knew where they wanted to get to. So in some respects, they'd got that map and they'd got their inner compass that was going left, left. I want to go left. I want to go left. So they'd got all that. They'd got the map. They'd got the inner compass. But somehow they were still going round in circles. So I think there was an element of, we do have our own inner compass if we were to listen to it. But he was going round in circles and going round in circles. And I share this story in the book. And I said, so which direction is your inner compass telling you to go? Down here. I said, well, try that then. So, because this is all metaphorical. Where we are in this wood is representing your current situation. You know which direction you want to go. Go in that direction. So he walked so far. And then he was like a little magpie. Oh, no, but I might be missing something. Oh, look. And he went in another direction and said, but look, there's a bridge down there. I might want to go that way. It's like, but which direction does your inner compass want you to go? Mm-hmm. Well, that way. So he was very sure. And I think what we were able to do is see it happening in real life out in front of us. So rather than all of this going on in the head about, well, I think I want to do this. And then your friend asking that. And then you go, oh, but I don't want to do that. Because what we were able to do by sort of enacting that in front of us in the landscape is that he was able to notice the pattern, that there was an inner compass that was pulling him in one direction. There was something that was keeping him in this holding circle going round and round. Mm-hmm. And the pattern that was the distracting pattern away from what he knew the inner compass was that little magpie going, but I might be missing out. I might be missing out.
Wow.
And in the book, I think there's something where I say that, you know, half a path is no use. You know what? Make a commitment. Do the first bit of your path, and you can always make a decision again once you get to where you're going. But half path is nothing. And this guy was having a half a path. He'd go round and round in circles, and then every now and again, his inner compass would win, and he'd go half a path, but then he'd run back to that circle. And it was, no, the commitment has to be in that moment to go a full path, because you've always got the option to come back again later, but not if you've only committed to half.
Yeah, this is so important, because I think in the world we live in, at least let me talk about the United States for a moment. I think we're at a time right now where people are really stretching and striving to use metaphor to explain the world that is swirling around, right? I see it often in the movies that are out in the world, right? I see it in book titles. You know, I read a lot of books. Of course, I do what I do. I mean, I'm on air 10 hours a week and have been on air minimally on average 11 hours a week for 15 years. And so I've read a lot of books, and I'm starting to see, you know, how we're using what's in our pop culture to either explain what's going on inside of us or explain the outer world, right? Much has been written about this, much has been said about it, and yet we still need the process, and you define the process in your book. Give everybody a sneak peek at what that looks like.
There's about 10 to 15 different processes in the book, but the easiest process is to literally just think of a situation you'd like insight on and go for a walk in nature and just notice what you notice and be conscious about what you're noticing. And it might be not to keep thinking, oh, how might that relate to my current situation I'm stuck in? But to just sort of tell the story of the walk, to notice what you do. It might be that you've noticed that there's a corner to turn, and when you turned the corner, it felt better. Or it could be that you noticed something was happening with the tide. So that's the easiest process. There are lots of others in terms of just, you know, if you know, the main concept of the book is, if you can relate to can't see the wood for the trees, what would you do in a real wood? If you could not see the wood for the trees, what would you do? And to come up with a list of, oh, I'd have to chop the trees down. I could follow a path out. I could climb a tree. I could, somebody the other day said I could flood the wood. Now, because it isn't necessarily about what you could do really, but it's just coming up about coming up with a lot of solutions that what you would do in that metaphorical situation. And then either something will have shifted because somehow unconsciously you know what you're, you know, because how do you see the wood for the trees? You get the map out. Oh, well, actually, yeah, you're right. I don't have a map for my life. What would that map look like? And you come up with a real life analogy then about, well, okay, what does that mean? How is cutting some trees down? Oh, I just need to delegate, or I need to say no more and stop saying yes to everything. So we're then able to relate back from all of those metaphorical solutions and to come up with real life solutions that we, you know, actions we can take to actually change the current situation.
So here's an interesting tidbit for you, and I'm sure you'll want to take this forward with you and explore it more. One of the all-time best-selling box office hits, adjusted for inflation, of course. Many of you are out there, oh, it's got to be Star Wars. Oh, it's got to be this. Oh, it's going to be that. Gone with the Wind. Gone with the Wind. Now, that title alone, right, Gone with the Wind, if you know nothing about the movie, and for those of you youngsters that are listening, that's probably going to be something you're going to want to check it. Gone with the Wind, powerful in its day, powerful for a metaphor, powerful movie. And what you're bringing forward gives us another dimension to not only explain our lives and where we've been, but to create a new reality for ourselves. And I want to thank you for that. One last question for you. And again, please give out your website. What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with today, Allison?
I would like to leave you with the fact that there is always an answer and that you're never stuck. And that actually, if you look to nature, nature can be that coach. Because sometimes we don't want to talk to other people. Sometimes we can't access the solution ourselves, and that just by going out in nature, you will notice what you need to notice, and it will have the solution for you. Landscaping your life hashtag landscaping your life will find me, basically.
Yeah, and also you can find Allison's book anywhere. Allison, thank you so much for all you're doing. Thank you for giving us a new possibility. I really appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. Been a pleasure.
Well, wow, everybody, look, we're not done yet. Nope. I like that. Allison warmed us all up. We're going to take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.